Pierre looked at the puffs of white in the ship's light. Yes, a cloud. He fingered the image of a crucified Christ that hung about his neck. He felt he was too young to be a martyr. But there was a solution. He snatched the jet backpack from the compartment behind the seat and hastily shrugged into it. Monsieur Tyler quite probably was able to walk on clouds, but that didn't include Madame Solens's son, Pierre. It took a lot of courage to open the door, but he did so. He closed his eyes tightly and sprang out, hand on the backpack firing trigger. It was about 8 feet down from a seat of such a plane to the ground. But Pierre had been nerved up to fall 12,000. When he hit the ground, despite snow, he almost broke his legs. Pierre fell backward in total confusion and lay propped on his elbows in the snow. He could not understand why he had not fallen through the cloud. Johnny, intent on his project, was oblivious of all this confusion. He had taken a mine crowbar from the plane's toolkit and was prospecting through the snow for the corpses. They certainly were covered up. The tip of the iron bar found one. He knelt and brushed away some snow, the particles flying away in the wind. He uncovered the tip of a breathe gas mask and then the ornament of a cap. Yep, an executive. He felt around under the monstrous shoulders to see where he had to insert the flat end of the crowbar to pry the monster loose from the adhesions of ice. One of these cyclos weighed about 1,000 pounds, more in all this snow and ice. Johnny inserted the crowbar deeper and heaved down on it. The monster was so stuck that the top end of the bar slipped and tore open his high-altitude jacket fastenings. He tried again, this time giving it all the strength he had. With a creaking, low-pitched sound, the monster moved upward. But the sound must have been close to that of clearing one's throat. The bank's singing button in his pocket gave out a ballad line with a baritone voice. Pierre, already badly shaken, beheld a demon rising from out of the cloud. And not only that, it was singing in a sepulchral voice. It was a lot too much. With a low moan, he fainted dead away.